Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. New Yorkers choosing a new mayor today, or at least that's the idea, going into the Democratic primaries. It's election day in New York. The winner on the Democratic side, usually the heir to Gracie Mansion, because the city is mostly Democrat, and so the Republican race between Fernando Mateo and Curtis Sliwa, usually seen as just a formality. That said, many of the leading Democratic candidates were on the trail today trying to get that last-minute vote of confidence. As we begin with Eric Adams speaking with reporters just after casting his ballot today, and after weeks of taking the most heat over where he lives, claims about police stop and frisk, and other darts, mainly from Andrew Yang, Adams calls it par for the course.
No, this is New York. We like this excitement. We like this energy. We like the little shoving, and that is just who we are, you know? And so this was an exciting moment for me.
Meantime, Yang spoke to reporters up in the Bronx commenting about ranked choice voting and saying he supports it. He says you're going to be surprised at how much support he gets from the Asian community because of it.
I love ranked choice voting. I think it should be the future, not just here in New York City, but around the country. And in some cases, that might require a little bit more time to tabulate the results. But every vote should be counted. I'm willing to be patient. I hope the other candidates will be as well.
Meantime, Democratic candidate Maya Wiley, appearing live on 1010 Wins today, strained voice and all, poo-pooing all the mudslinging, telling Bridget Quinn she doesn't respond to other candidate darts. She listens to what New Yorkers want to discuss.
What black and brown people I've been speaking to have been saying is we want the police to do the job right and with fairness and justice. We're tired of an unaccountable police department. But we also want investment in our communities, like trauma-informed care, social workers, more job opportunities for our young people.
The polls close at 9 tonight, folks. The Board of Elections will release data on where the vote count stands based only on people's first choices and only for votes cast in person. They'll run the ranked choice analysis on June 29th, and then from there, they'll keep adding all the votes up through July 13th and every subsequent Tuesday until we have a winner. 1010 Wins will have full coverage on the election results tonight and on 1010wins.com. In Rochester, Mayor Lovely Warren up against City Councilman Malik Evans in her battle to keep her job. She goes into it under indictment for alleged campaign finance violations, criticism over her handling of the death of a black man in police custody there, and her husband under scrutiny for his alleged role in a drug trafficking ring. Both Warren and her husband have denied all charges. Evans, the former school board president, has presented himself as someone who can bridge divides in the community by ensuring trust and transparency at City Hall. It'll be a winner-take-all since this is Democratic territory and there is no Republican opponent. In Queens, District Attorney Melinda Katz appearing in virtual court today to request that thousands of marijuana cases be dropped. It's the latest in a move throughout the state to get many low-level marijuana offenses off the books so people can get on with their lives. Newsman Darius Radzius with the story.
It's a step toward making the justice system more fair, says Queens DA Melinda Katz.
This was a way en masse to make sure that years of those inequities came to justice.
More than 3,200 cases involving low-level marijuana offenses have effectively been purged from the court's docket here. Katz says this was the right time to ask the judge to dismiss the cases.
It is now legal under three ounces of cannabis.
She says this is a step toward making the justice system more fair.
This is part of a criminal justice reform meant to deal with the inequities of the system in the past. And I think it's a long-awaited step.
Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds, outside Queens Criminal Court.
More signs that New York is getting back to normal. Ferry service is headed back. Mayor de Blasio.
Proud to announce that something we started in this administration, overnight Staten Island ferry service every 30 minutes to serve the needs of Staten Islanders in a 24/7 city.
That's pretty cool. They'll start it on, August 16th, I have here. Ferry service dwindled dramatically in the wake of the pandemic, and now that things are picking up, people are going back to work, the need is once again critical. That's good news, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.